from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Obey. It's official, there's now a mayoral race in this fall's municipal election. Richard Lafleur, the owner of Vets Taxi, has filed his paper with the city to join Michelle Boileau on the ballot. The deadline to file nomination papers for either mayor or council or a school board trustee is Friday at 2 p.m. Smooth Rock Falls is now home to master glass blower Angelo Rossi. He's relocated from the Niagara Falls area, where his work could have been seen in his shop in the Skyline Hotel. Rossi says he's even made pieces for celebrities from actress Jane Fonda and even singer Elton John, who he says never knew was interested in his work until one of his assistants came by in the late 1980s to check out his work.
So she bought some pieces, and eventually I helped her to bring them in her hotel because there were quite a few. And then we went out for dinner, this and that, and she told me that she worked for Elton John. She said, the reason I come to you is because Elton buy glass. But the best in the world.
Rossi says what separates all glass blowers is the special secret recipe that they use. He adds that his colors are very rich and even includes 22 karat gold. Special exhibit and art sale of Rossi's work will be held at the Smooth Rock Falls Legion on Friday, September 23rd and Saturday, September 24th. You will be able to ask questions, watch a video, and receive a special gift for coming by. Lower gas prices helped Canada's inflation rate slow down in July. Statistics Canada says the rate came to 7.6% last month, down from a nearly 40-year high of 8.1% in June. While we were paying less at the pump, StatsCan says things like food and natural gas did cost more. The next key interest rate announcement from the Bank of Canada is expected to be made in early September. One in four Canadian border officers says they witnessed a colleague discriminate against a traveler. The revelation is from a survey conducted as part of an internal Canada Border Services Agency evaluation that looked at how travelers are processed. Of the CBSA employees who witnessed the discrimination, 71% said it was based in full or in part on the traveler's race. Close to 930 Border Services officers and superintendents were surveyed as part of the evaluation in March of 2020. The results were recently posted to the CBSA website. And there have been far fewer forest fires in Ontario this year compared to 2021. MNR officials say so far only 179 fires have been recorded in 2022. That's compared to 1,000 in the same time period last year. Last year's fires also destroyed a record amount of land, just over 780,000 hectares. This year, that number is only 2,000. Significant and widespread precipitation has kept the fires in check so far this year. For these stories and more, you can visit MyTimmonsNow.com.